Real Smoke Podcast. Welcome back. Election time. I think I was wrong, man. I think that dude could win this jump, man. I honestly think dude could win, bro. He got a shot because, like, he only like six votes away. So, you know, Donald Trump would basically have to win. And then, you know, once a person starts talking about, like, being a sore loser and shit like that, once a person starts talking about that type of shit and starts talking about recounts and, like, my lawyer's gonna recheck this, Joe, and recheck that, you know what I'm saying? Like, once that card is pulled, like, you damn bad, you know what I'm saying? You damn bad once that card is pulled. So, I ain't gonna lie, man, I think it's over. Like, I think the Joe Biden dude gonna win. Now, like I said, I don't know how good this is gonna be. You know, because they making a scene, they sounding pretty scary when it comes to him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't really like too, you know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people, it's a lot of motherfuckers, like damn near the whole middle of the fucking United States was Trump people, you know what I'm saying? So it looks like, you know, he got some really big places. And I think what it is like, I think with Joe Biden, I think his plan is like to tax the rich people more and like the littler people less. So that's why a lot of the rich guys, rappers and shit like that, 50 Cent and shit like that, that's why they kind of like on the Trump side, because of the taxes that them big money niggas is gonna have to pay, is like, it's not gonna work, you know what I'm saying? Like, they gonna, you know, and that's what it should be, because like, it's no way that he could be raising the taxes on the little people. Now, if he did that on a little, like, now, I ain't gonna lie, I heard some people say that it's everybody's taxes gonna go up, and it was like, we all gonna be broke as shit, because like, the taxes that we're going to be paying on shit. Now, I don't know if that's going to make for a huger income tax at the end of the year, or like, I have no idea, like, what, you know, what this means, or what, you know, what this could be. So it's like, you gotta, you know, you gotta be safe with your money. Cause like I said, what's a win for real, man? Because, you know, with Trump, it was going to be dangerous, but it was more so like we would be in danger for like wars and shit like that. But I think far as like money, I think we was going to be okay, like with him, because, you know, like I said, we never really got a, you know, they sent niggas $1,200, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if, you know, that same shit gonna happen with, you know what I'm saying, with Biden, like, you know, and then you got Biden, then you got this lady Harris is like, I feel like how she is now, when they win, she gonna be on 10, like, that shit gonna be like her campaign. I could see her now over talking that Biden nigga on a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know, man. I gotta do a little bit more research on what it is. But I'm gonna tell you right now, if Donald Trump win this shit, then this shit rigged, because there's no way that they saying this nigga, how this nigga break, nigga, Barack Obama was elected president. So if he got more votes than Barack Obama, who won, then how the hell can he lose? You see what I'm saying? It's honestly no way that he could lose this job, bro. Like, seriously, it's no way they could lose this job. Like, I really think that we good, man. Like, this joint over. Because there's no way that there's no way that he could come back. Like I said, and like, of course, Biden wouldn't be able to win no more, and then it would have to go, you know, Nevada, you know, and it's like Michigan, I think, is usually Republican, and Michigan is the one that he bitching about. Like I just looked at like a recent video of Donald Trump, and Michigan is the state that he's bitching about. Like, oh, we're sending our Lord, but what's the point? You know, our country has already been looked upon as so trashy, or some old shit like that, or whatever. But like, that's true and all, but nigga, like, he know that shit over with. And I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, with that nigga at the helms, this shit would be basically riding on autopilot, cause like, you ain't, you know what I'm saying, that nigga not doing shit, he not, you know, and from what I'm hearing, the nigga Biden got a plan that he wants to shut the country back down to stop the spread of the you know, of the virus and shit. So I don't know, man. Like, I really don't know what way is, you know, is up for people, man. Like I said, I really don't know, man. I really don't know. Like I said on the podcast, and I'm not sure if it came out that I recorded yesterday. I feel like if the Joe Biden dude win, there's gonna be so much pressure for him to do right by us that he gonna do right by us, if you know what I'm saying. Like, nigga, you better not take over this damn country and do a worse job than this motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But and then you think about it, if the nigga Donald Trump lose, then he has the chance to rerun in 2024. Like, oh shit, man. I don't know. Like I said, I'm gonna tell you like this. I don't think we seen the last of this Donnie nigga, man. But like I said, if he lose it here, from here on out, if he lose, then this shit is fake. But like I said, I think that everybody, like, I never seen so many political motherfuckers saying the same shit about one nigga. Like, everybody is like, no, he shouldn't be doing this shit. He's not qualified. Like, everybody saying that shit, bro. Like, everybody. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's time. It's time. It might really be time to get cuz about it, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I didn't think it was gonna happen. I definitely was saying that he was going, but like I said, Biden that nigga, man. But motherfucker, like I said, they might have really stood. Like you gotta one thing you gotta do is stand up and clap, you know, for your fellow person next to you, man. Cause like y'all made it happen. Y'all did this, man. Y'all got up there and went out and voted. You know, they got the teams involved, you know, and you know, the NBA got involved. You know, the NBA made sure they got everybody involved. So, and this is, you think about it, in the NBA, like, probably you may have had 10 to 15 players probably per team vote, as opposed to like Chris Paul saying it was like at least all 22 of the people that was in the bubble was signed up. Like all 22 players. I mean, all 22 teams, which got about maybe 18 players on each of them, all of them were signed up to vote. Like, that's huge, man. That's huge. You know what I'm saying? I can guarantee you it was small things like that, that escalated to it. You know, it yesterday it did look kind of like niggas was just voting to get the sticker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't give a fuck, nigga. I can't wait to get out of this poll and post this sticker. Like, niggas, if they would have ran out of stickers, niggas would have been mad as shit. Like, fuck, man. They ain't even get to get my sticker so I can show Instagram that I voted. And you once, you know my philosophy. You a real one. If you say, if you voted and got that sticker, and you know what I'm saying? If you a real one, you voted and you ain't got that sticker and you didn't post it, you a real one, man. Because like I said, the media, the media boy, like is a drug, man. Like everybody want that's all they want to do is take a picture that they vote. It's like, it's so, I love people that are able to look the other way with shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. But, I don't know, man. I'm a little, like I said, I'm a little nervous. We got to wait and see, what's going to happen. But, I think it's over, though. I think it's over. It's about 8 o'clock right now. I think he's like 5-6 votes away. So, like I said, if he don't win it from here, then it was just the way how they decided, like we said, like, you know. But I think everybody vote matter, and I think that's great, man. If he do win, it'll be wonderful because it'll encourage and it'll make more and more motherfuckers vote because they gonna know like, oh shit. That's a bad. I should do matter and shit. You know what I'm saying? It'll help with that. So that's so in that note, you know what I'm saying, it's good, man. So like I said, man, so like feel good because this is change that needed to happen that we got out and made happen, man. You know what I'm saying? So feel good about what you did, man. Because like I said, look, you just. Everybody got up and did what they did, and it's working. It's working. So the only thing they could do now is cheat us. You know what I'm saying? So let's we'll resume tomorrow and see if they gonna crown him yet. Because recount, I'm like, nigga, how the hell you gonna recount? I'd be like, nigga, I'd be like, nigga, I'm not recounting no motherfucking 46 trillion, nigga. Fuck no, nigga. Like, nigga, look, bro, won, man. Bye, Donald. Took your ass back to the hotel. You know what I'm saying? Let that fake wife of yours go. Like, come on now.